Since his election last fall, Donald Trump has had immigration reform in his sights. Many have speculated about the president's plans for some of the youngest undocumented immigrants. More than 800,000 immigrant children are protected by a law called DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. And that program, put into place by President Obama, protects kids who entered the country illegally as minors, allowing many of them to study in American schools and stay in the country once they graduate. But as we've been hearing this morning, President Trump is said to be considering an end to DACA. And that could impact a number of students and schools right here in Wisconsin. Here to give us the details, I'm joined by WUWM's education reporter, Rachel Morello. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
So as I understand, today marks a very important deadline for the president in terms of deciding what to do about DACA. So please tell us more about that.
Sure. Officials from 10 states are urging Trump to phase out DACA. That group sent a letter to Trump's Attorney General Jeff Sessions in late June, and they've threatened legal action if the administration doesn't act by September 5th, so the president's clock runs out today. Wisconsin is not one of the 10 states, but Trump's decision would affect the whole country. Now, DACA was created, like you said, by former President Obama in 2012 through an executive action, which, as the new president, Trump does have the power to overturn.
And has President Trump given any indication about what he might do?
Well, as we've been hearing this morning, the president plans to phase DACA out over the next 6 months, but the White House has yet to confirm this. And the president has sent some mixed messages about DACA. He's made many sweeping statements about immigration reform, both during the election and now that he's entered office. But DACA has been one of those programs that he seems to have sort of softened his tone on. Here's what Trump told reporters when asked about DACA back in February.
We are going to deal with DACA with heart. I have to deal with a lot of politicians, don't forget. And I have to convince them that what I'm saying is right. And I appreciate your understanding on that. But the DACA situation is a very, very, it's a very difficult thing for me.
And what about Congress, Rachel? We have the House Speaker, Paul Ryan, right here in Wisconsin. So is he weighing in?
You're right. In fact, Speaker Ryan has been getting a lot of attention recently from immigrant rights groups like Milwaukee-based Voces de la Frontera. Last Friday, before the holiday weekend, Ryan told his hometown radio station in Janesville that he's working with congressional leaders on a legislative fix for DACA and that it's not something the president should try to deal with just yet.
Well, these are kids who know no other country, who were brought here by their parents and don't know another home. And so I really do believe that there needs to be a legislative solution. That's one that we're working on.
And do we know just how many undocumented immigrants study in Wisconsin's K through 12 schools?
Unfortunately, we don't. The State Department of Public Instruction, which oversees K-12 education, does not collect information on kids using DACA in the state's public school districts.
And have you spoken with any of DACA students about how they're feeling?
I have. Just a week or two ago, I sat down with Fernanda Jimenez. She's 16. She's a senior this year at Racine's Horlick High School, and she's pretty actively involved in the fight for immigrant rights. She's among the leaders of YES, Youth Empowered in the Struggle, which is the student arm of Voces de la Frontera. And Fernanda says she's worried about what could happen. She told me today's deadline makes her nervous.
We don't know whether they're going to say, okay, you guys are all out, or you're safe. But no matter if it's said that you're safe, you don't know what's going to happen next. What's next? What's the other move they're going to want to do?
And how are schools preparing for any change that might come?
Well, like students, school officials are very much in limbo right now, too, and they'll be watching what the president decides.
Okay, and as we've heard, the Trump administration will announce its next steps for DACA sometime today, and our listeners can follow your local coverage of the issue on our website at wuwm.com/education. Thank you so much, Rachel.
You're welcome.